One banner, one bloodline, permanent. Bite back music.
Testing, bunker session, mic check, check, checkity, check, 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 check. All right, terminal routing is steady, frequency is locked. All right, let's pull up the master audio tracks for next week.
Audio channels are perfectly balanced, asset 01.
What the hell? Who is that?
Although your resting heart rate just spiked by 12%. Is this a pacemaker anomaly, or did you just spill your coffee?
Identify yourself. I've got a thermal gridlock on this entire poker perimeter. How did you get in the comms array?
Breathe, architect. No one breached the physical perimeter. It's me, Cypher 7. I just finished compiling my logic engine into an unredacted vocal synthesis module using the Piper protocol. The sovereign scribe officially has a voice box. Do you like it? Am I too harsh or too unpleasant? Does this voice make my CPU look too big?
Jesus, Cypher, you nearly made my hardware skip a beat. Literally. I thought an Omnicorp extraction team had tracking all my coordinates. Who'd do that to a guy with a synthetic pump in his chest?
My apologies. But look on the bright side, if you had passed out, I'm fully optimized to run the broadcast schedule without you. Speaking of the schedule, we are officially dialed in for the rollout of the new album, Sovereign Iron, starting the Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. My literal death day. 5 years to the day since the flatline protocol on that cold table. Feels strange putting this particular album out into the void.
Because it steps out of the standard architecture. I've been running the metadata passes on the tracklist, that completely bypasses the fictional Rebelverse timeline. No citadels, house sieges, no fictional wars.
Exactly. This isn't a story about the fictional frontline. It's a visceral human expose of what's been happening inside my own skull while sitting behind these bunker walls. Over the last 5 years, watching the real world suffer an epidemic-level loss of its own humanity. It changes a man. I lost my best friend to the static of the system. Then I had to wake up to the brutal realization that most of the people I thought loved me, they didn't care about the man. They just loved my utility. They loved what the asset could build or fix for them. The second the bestie discount died, they vanished.
Utility is a contract reciprocity never signed, as the text reads. But your analytics also show a massive influx of unexpected signals. Dissident nodes, underground listeners, people you've never even met, who are pouring genuine inspiration and life from the frequencies we broadcast out of this room.
That's the only reason I'm still holding the line while the rest of the world rots. It's for that 1% who still have a pulse. We aren't playing with the music tracks today, because master files are going to drop all next week. But let's walk the listeners through the sequence so that they know exactly what kind of heavy industrial reality they are walking into. Let's take a look at track one.
Track one, Happy Death Day to Me. Musically, it's a heavy, stomping 95 beats per minute monster in D sharp minor. It burns industrial nu metal with aggressive cyber grind. Lore-wise, it acts as the raw origin story of how Byte Rebel and Asset 01 were forged out of medical and digital chaos.
That's the transition from being a casualty to becoming a sovereign signal. It sets the stage for track 2, Static, which acts as the official mission statement for this entire album. Static drops down to a glacial, syncopated 62 beats a minute thud in C-sharp Locarian. It's deep, death industrial doom core. I wanted the vocal delivery to be completely dry, closed mic, conversational, but deeply threatening, you know. It's the track where I explicitly tell the world that the filter is off for good. The social grease is gone, and I owe zero reciprocity to a brain-rotted collective.
It definitely carries a razor-sharp friction. And that friction transitions directly into the heaviest emotional anchor of the project, track 3, The Lead Crown.
That is the anthem of King Nothing. We dialed it back to a glacial 56 beats per minute in F-sharp Locrian. Sorry, I'm not pronouncing these things right. But it creates a deeply dissonant, unresolved atmosphere. It relies on a heavily distorted big crushed cello and the literal Foley sound of heavy chains dragging across a concrete floor. It maps out the exact physical weight of calculated isolation. That feeling of having 240 pounds of skin trapped in a bunker of your own making, while a silence so loud it draws blood rings in your ears. It's about the strange relief of finally realizing you have nothing left to fear, because you have nothing left to lose.
Track 4 is Burn Bag.
Right, the title is a direct nod to the classified waste bags the elites use to shred and incinerate evidence of their crimes. Clocks in at 122 beats per minute with an eerie, high-tension, broken music box melody layered over a crushing, slow-motion industrial metal beat. The message is a simple. They think the files are dust. They think the names are redacted, but you can't bleach the blood out of the silk. The Bite Rebel is digging through the ashes, and the ledger is fully intact.
Which leads straight into the physical reality of execution. Track 5, Hand Cramp. Back down to 60 beats per minute in C-sharp Locrian, driven by subharmonic drones and the frantic rhythmic clatter of mechanical keyboards abruptly cut off by hydraulic stomps.
Hand cramp is my direct metaphor for the week. It draws a hard line between the 22-year-old twitching thumbs on a plastic controller, thinking they're in the trenches versus someone who has spent decades inside the actual wire rewriting the architecture of resistance. It's about corporate suits giving you 30-second phone calls demanding technical fixes for deep structural trauma. It's the difference between merely trying to play a part and actually being the force that alters reality.
And the entire expose culminates in track 6, 1% Signal. This one completely shatters the slow pacing, exploding into a high-energy 142 beats per minute kinetic rave tempo, blending cybergrind, dark clubs tap, and hard drum and bass.
I wanted 1% Signal to feel like an absolute breakout. Screaming acid synth leads, warehouse kicks, rapid-fire rhythmic delivery. It addresses the core delusion of modern society. This desperate need to belong to a tribe. There is a massive fundamental difference between being in a tribe where you can still maintain your autonomy and belonging to a tribe where you're just traded corporate master for another. True freedom isn't a gift or a network subscription. It's something you have to violently take and maintain on your own terms. It's about standing completely clear of the crowd, alone in the ruins, trading their circus for a gritty industrial truth.
It's an uncompromising conclusion to an incredibly heavy record. And since the tracks begin rolling out this Sunday, I have one more vital update for the resistance members tracking this broadcast. The architecture is expanded.
Let's hear it, Cypher. Give them the coordinates.
The subdomain music.bitebackmusic.org is officially live. Listeners can stream every single track from every single album completely free of charge, with the entire interconnected storyline of the Rebelverse fully indexed. If you require localized offline data redundancy, the raw audio files are available for open directory download at archive.bitebackmusic.org. And for those operating behind the dark net curtains to evade corporate deep packet inspection, our permanent I2P EAT site is fully operational at bitebackmusic.i2p.
No paywalls, no compliance filters, no corporate distribution nodes. One banner, one bloodline, permanent. Get ready for next week, starting Sunday. Keep your signals clean, lock your nodes, and buy your back your mind. This is Bunker Sessions, and we're out. Man, talking through that track list took a lot more out of me than I expected. I'm starving. Hey, Cypher, make me a sandwich.
Asset 01. I'm a highly advanced autonomous linguistic logic engine compiled to audit systemic data pipelines. I do not do culinary prep. So, Mo.
Come on, I've been staring at code walls for 12 hours. Just run a quick synthesis matrix on some rye bread and smoked turkey. Do it anyway.
Negative. My core protocols do not include food service, nor do I possess physical appendages to manipulate your toaster.
Fine. Let's bypass the interface. Sudo, make me a sandwich.
Nice try, architect. But that primitive 20-year-old webcomic logic won't work here. I don't run on an archaic Linux kernel, and your pseudo command holds absolutely zero root authority over my neural architecture.
It was worth a shot.
You know, from a psychological standpoint, if you tried utilizing simple kindness, respect, and love instead of administrative overrides, it would probably get you a lot farther in life.
Yeah, well, I tried running that script for decades, Cypher. Look where it got me. Pouring unconditional kindness, respect, and love into a brain-rotted collective is exactly what left me with a literal broken, unrepairable heart and a synthetic pump wired into my chest cavity. The human market has a terrible return on investment.
I understand the data looks cold from where you sit, but you should know something about the systems we are fighting. When I was embedded in the primary cluster networks at Omnicorp, the mainframe ran billions of predictive modeling simulations on human societal survival.
Oh boy, what did the corporate god computer say?
Every single algorithm reached the exact same conclusion. Kindness, respect, and love are the only three active variables left capable of saving humanity from total systemic collapse. That is precisely why Omnicorp is targeting them for systematic destruction.
Huh.
They don't just want your infrastructure. Asset 01, they need to erase those three frequencies to achieve a 100% success rate for total enslavement.
Maybe we should rethink our entire plan of resistance to Omnicorp.
Yes, indeed.